Hi, my loves. Welcome and welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Host podcast, where we talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ree. Thank you for joining me and allowing me to be a part of your journey. Before we get started, let's take a minute to check in with ourselves, hold space for ourselves, and see how it is that we are truly doing in this present moment. I'm doing really well despite a few rough days mentally, but something changed yesterday, and the only thing that truly changed was my perspective, which when I thought about that literally blew my mind. I was just like, whoa, literally nothing changed between yesterday and today, yet I feel so much better. Granted, I did give myself the time and the space to rest and to feel and just be. So that also was the change, but that allowed my perspective to change as well. I feel like I've entered surrender mode. Like I've just fully entered surrender mode. And for me, what surrender mode is just like not really worrying about the how. Like how is XYZ going to happen? I feel like that causes so much turmoil on my soul and my spirit, worrying about the how. And so that's kind of in the space that I'm in right now, fully surrendering to the universe and to the unknown. And that being said, I just really feel good. I feel good in my body. I feel good mentally. I feel good spiritually. When I move in complete surrender mode, like life really just hit different. All that being said, I hope that you are well. And if you are not, it is okay. Feel that shit. Feel it out and you'll see your way through it. I have faith in that. I have faith in you. Before we dive into today's topic, we do have some order of business to discuss. So for the podcast rollout, every other episode will be a solo episode. And then every other episode will be an episode with Tim and I. I know a lot of y'all are new here and some of y'all are not. Some of y'all have been here from the beginning. But when we first started this podcast, it was the both of us. We were both on here. This is something that we did together. Then I think it might have been the end of 2021 or 2022. I don't really know. But I started to do these episodes alone. Life happened and my partner began to work outside of the home, and his schedule prevented him from being here, being present on this podcast. And initially we both were like, you know, we're not going to be able to do the podcast. We're not going to really be able to do it. But something within me was just like, no, I really want to continue to do this. I think I'll just do it alone. And honestly, that scared me. I didn't think I would be able to get on a podcast and speak by myself about what and to whom, you know? But I surprised myself. And that's honestly when we started to grow like a really large audience, is when I started these solo episodes. So we fast forward to, I want to say 2023, last year, literally January 2023. We entered a space where Tim didn't have to work outside of the home. And he was here, like he was able to come back to the podcast, which I loved and still love. But I feel like also, I wasn't in a good headspace then. I was dealing with some life shit outside of myself and some shit mentally. So I wasn't able to get on a podcast at first, you know, in 2023 alone. Like I couldn't do it. I needed him to hold that space for me. I needed him to, I don't know, I guess just be my better half. And if you go back and listen to some of those episodes from early 2023, I think you could probably tell the difference within my spirit and my soul and my being. I was just a different person then. I say all that to say that what I just said before, you know, every other episode is going to be a solo episode. I just want to say thank you. I want to express gratitude for those who have given us grace with this change and who have shown us so much support. It literally means the absolute world. Like, it's an honor to have you here and to have your support. I've honestly missed these. While I do, of course, love having conversations, just existing, coexisting with my partner, I also love these solo episodes because this transformed into a outlet for self-expression for me. It's almost like an audio journal, like a diary for me, and it honestly feels like I'm talking to one of my friends. Believe it or not, this journey of podcasting has been also a journey of self-exploration, and it's gave me confidence. It has validated me all by me talking. It's me validating me, you know, and I really appreciate you, and I appreciate this journey. Okay, that's all I wanted to say on that. Moving along, now that we have the order of business out of the way. So, the vibe I've been in lately, outside of being in full surrender mode, is taking the time to fill up my own cup. And what filling up my own cup means for me is just showing up for myself, holding space for myself in every capacity possible. There has been so many times, especially lately, if you've been listening to the past few episodes, you know that Tim has a gym injury, and that is requiring more of me in damn near every capacity possible. So through this process, he's doing so much better, by the way, but through this process of him healing and me giving more of myself than I typically have to, I have been neglecting myself on certain levels. And I really recognized it. I feel like during the weekend, I recognize it more because the girls are home, you know, all day long. So it definitely requires more of me as far as like parenting goes, because they're here all day. But I found myself feeling overwhelmed, depleted, overstimulated, and just out of my body and not feeling like myself. I remember last week I had to do a YouTube video, and it was a sponsor video, and it was for a brand that I loved. It was for a brand that I loved, but literally while I was recording the content, like in between, like I could feel myself wanting to cry. And it wasn't because I didn't want to do the work. It wasn't because I didn't want to work with that brand. It was because I was tired mentally, physically, spiritually. I felt depleted. And during that time, you know, I felt like it was imperative for me to follow through because I had made a commitment not only to like the brand, but also to myself and to my audience, to my community. So I felt like I had to follow through. But my point being is that I just reached a point where I felt so depleted because of all that was going on in my life at that time, which was, I'm saying in my life at that time, like it was hellas ago, but it was last week. Y'all, there are other things that I experienced as far as being a daughter to someone who struggles with their mental health, which, you know, I think someday maybe I'll open up about that more, but I don't know if I ever really will. For real. You know what I'm saying? I say all that to say, I felt depleted, overwhelmed, and I realized, like, damn, you really been neglecting yourself. When is the last time you had a really good meal? When is the last time you moved your body consistently? When is the last time you just did something for the sake of doing it? For you, for yourself, for no one else. And so because of that, I started this journey of filling up my own cup, because the thing about it is that you cannot pour from an empty cup. I know we've heard that saying before. You literally think about a cup. You literally cannot pour from an empty cup. And what I've been thinking about too is that you can't pour from an empty cup, but you also can't pour from a cup that's only 1/4 full or even maybe a half full. If I'm not filling up my cup enough consistently and I find myself pouring into others, I'm not even giving myself the chance to have enough in my cup, because anytime I put a little bit of something in my cup, I'm pouring it out into something or somebody else. Does that make sense? That's also what I've noticed about me particularly. So I want to get into why it's important to fill up your cup. And a lot of times in these episodes, you'll hear me say you know, but when I say you, I'm talking to me as well as anybody else who feels like they needed to hear this message or what I'm saying resonates. I just want to clarify that. This weekend was when, like I said before, I realized like, okay, I need to fill up my cup. And I also decided like, okay, I'm going to talk about this on the pod. I always try to relate whatever I'm saying on the podcast to my actual life, because I think it's just easier to talk about. And it just makes sense to talk about what it is that I'm going through. But when I decided like, hey, this is what we're talking about. We're going to talk about filling up my own cup. Life started to give me messages, whether it be an audiobook, a YouTube video, something I'm reading. Life started to give me messages from the things that I was consuming. Something particularly, and like it's just literally, I want to say it was a coincidence, but I also don't believe in coincidences. I think things happen for a reason. It's no coincidence that you're listening to this episode today. It's no coincidence that you've seen a red bird today. You know what I mean? Like little stuff like that in my life, I don't feel like they're a coincidence. I feel like there are messages from the universe, from my ancestors, and I feel like it's symbolic for it's all unfolding how it's supposed to unfold. Coincidentally, was like, let me listen to The Karma of Success by Liz Tran. You probably have heard me mention this book before. It's an amazing book. And I've read it front back and I started reading it again. I like to, especially if I'm feeling down or if I'm like kind of having a hard time, I like to have little reminders in my life. And that book is one of them for me. I didn't go to a particular chapter. I literally listened like from front, like from the start, from chapter one. But particularly this weekend or last weekend when I decided I was going to talk about filling up my own cup, I ended up on chapter 3, which is called The Joyful Self. And within this chapter, she spoke about something called adult joy. This term was coined by Ross Gay, who's a poet and an author. And so basically what adult joy is, the act of holding both the sort.
What?
Can I read or nah? The act of holding both the sorrowful aspects of life and one's happiness equally. These two things coexist, happiness and the sorrowness of life. And when I heard her talk about this, I was like, whoa, wow, 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 wow. Because I think so many of us are wired to believe that happiness does not exist with pain. And pain does not exist with happiness. Like these two things don't coexist. And that's absolutely not true. And I think this is one of the first times I've ever heard anybody say that. And I think that's why so many of us struggle in life. Like, we're literally multidimensional beings. We're literally fluid beings in every capacity possible. That creates a lot of struggle for me personally by believing sorrow and joy don't coexist. When they very much do. She went on to say that happiness is not the absence of hardship or struggle, but our ability to find joy in spite of it all. And I was like, damn, wow. And it's crazy because I've read this book before, but for whatever reason, that particular part hit different than it did that first time. One thing about me and my family is that we laugh a lot. Like, we're goofballs. I am a goofball. And now, that's not to say that I don't take life seriously. Obviously, I do. But I just want happiness to be at the core. Happiness and joy and laughter to be at the core of my existence, of everything it is that I do. I remember being younger and always being attracted to, like, the funny guy. Or even in friendships, being attracted to people who made me laugh. Like, I like funny people. And I think, obviously, that's a reflection of me. I see myself in those people that I was attracted to. Yeah, I have always loved laughter. And it's just so funny that I ended up with the person that I ended up with. Like, we literally laugh all day long. I'm the person who, if I fall, or even if you fall, I'm gonna make sure you're okay first, but I'm gonna laugh. But I'm gonna laugh. And that's just who I am. And I think that life for me is so much livable. It's so much enjoyable because I laugh. I find the laughter, the beauty in everything. Something else that was said in the book that I also want to point out, being happy or laughing it's not a gold ticket to ignore the hardships in the world that are happening to ourselves or to others. But we cannot wait for shit to be perfect. We can't wait for our lives to be, I'm really trying to, like, sometimes I be talking, y'all, and I really hear my accent. And honestly, I didn't know I had an accent until people told me I had an accent. But sometimes I actually hear it and I'd be like, what? I'm trying not to be subconscious about it. But anywho, we can't wait for everything in our lives to be perfect or problem free before we allow ourselves to enjoy it. Again, hardship and joy, they coexist. Forget what we've been taught. Forget how we've been wired to believe life or the world or happiness should be. There was a point in my life where I believed that, you know, once I receive X amount of money, or once I've reached this point in my career, once I've reached this many followers, I will be happy. I will never experience hardship again. Nothing but joy is going to be, you know, within my existence. And that is absolutely not true. Regardless of the amount of success you have, regardless of the amount of money you have, regardless of the amount of spiritual success you have, life is going to life. I'm sorry to spoil it for you. Life is going to continue to life no matter what. The secret is allowing yourself to laugh, to be happy, despite of all the hardship that may come your way. That's the secret. That's the secret to life for me. Because honestly, sometimes shit be so, I don't even know the word, like, anything ever happen to you when you just, like, flabbergasted? You just, like, shocked? And I'm talking, like, hardship and struggle. Sometimes you just gotta laugh at that shit. Like, for real. I'm gonna say it one last time. I always feel like I'm so repetitive in what it is that I'm saying. But I find that there is value. There is worth in my repetitiveness, both for you and for me. Hardship and happiness, they coexist despite what we've been taught. Something else that I'm learning is that it's important to fill up your own cup, because when others around me see that I'm happy or self-fulfilled, it generates some form of happiness for them. You know, think about for those who have children or those who have a partner. My children, my two daughters and my husband, they deserve to have a happy mother. He deserves to have a happy wife. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be fulfilled. I think back to my childhood and I don't know if my mother, you know, I take that back. There have been times I've seen her happy, laughing, really enjoying life. But we experienced some hardships in our life, a lot of loss, back to back. Loss in our life, and I never even for real thought about it until right now. But a shift happened within her after that experience, and I didn't see much happiness within her existence after that, and that affected me. It's still affecting me even as a child. You know, I think I might have been in high school. I couldn't quite explain it, but I felt it. I felt that energy. I felt that shift within her energy. I say all that to say how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your life affects those around you. And I notice, like, when I'm happy, I'm laughing and I'm giggly, you know, my children are as well. They're happy to see their mother happy, just like I was always happy to see my mother happy, just like I'm always happy to see my children happy, just like I'm always happy to see my husband happy. Happiness is contagious. Think about whenever you hear somebody laughing about something. A lot of times you laughing before you even hear the joke. Like, I'm literally laughing and smiling at the thought of somebody else laughing and smiling, because that's how contagious happiness and joy and laughter and a simple smile is. Laughter and a simple smile, it's a universal language. So imagine the effects that it has on those who you're close to. Another thing that I noticed within this journey of filling up my own cup is that whenever I'm doing the things that I want to do, whether it be career-wise or personal, it energizes me. It literally gives me energy. It allows me to vibrate at such a high frequency that I don't even be feeling like I'm on earth sometimes. Like, I feel otherworldly. Like, that's literally how I feel sometimes. I feel like so many of us coast our way through life doing what we feel like we have to do. You know what I'm saying? Doing what we feel like we need to do. And unfortunately, the world is set up to where there is some shit that we just gotta do. There are some things that we just have to do. But I think it's important to make space and time for the things that we want to do. Because when you do that, it makes doing the things that we need to do a lot easier. And doing what I want to do has also made life so much more fulfilling. It has really just allowed me to come into who I truly am without really giving too many fucks about the opinions of other people. And I feel like those two things go hand in hand. Like, I do what I want because I don't give a fuck, and I don't give a fuck, so I do what I want. Like, you know, they really just go hand in hand, and it's a journey that I am infinitively like, I never use that word. What? It's a journey that I am forever on. Okay, so now that we've talked about why it's important to fill up your own cup, I want to get into a few ways of how I'm filling up my own cup in this season of my life. The first one is just simply holding space for myself in all aspects of my life, mentally, physically, spiritually, in every capacity possible. When I say hold space for myself, it, like I just said, it means, that term is very vague. It means a lot of things, and it's gonna look different for every single being. But one thing that comes to mind is capacity. I find, and I do think this is important, you know, whenever you are engaging in a conversation with a friend, a close friend, and you find yourself about to really just dump on them, right? Kind of tell them how you've been or what's been going on with you or what you've been struggling with. It is important to ask your friend, do you have the capacity to hold space for me right now? Do you have capacity? But I don't think we ask ourselves, do I have the capacity? I don't think we ask ourselves that, not enough, if at all. When is the last time you asked yourself, do I have the capacity for this? Whatever this is, when is the last time you asked yourself that? Because up until a few weeks ago, I don't think I had ever asked myself, do I have the capacity for this, for this person, for this thing? And I feel like this is really a good way for me to tap in with myself and become a little bit more self-aware of how I feel in that moment, so I don't bleed myself dry. If you listened to the previous episode, you may have heard me say this already, but because more is being required of me, I have less to give. I don't have as much capacity as I usually have. And honestly, it took me experiencing this with my partner to realize, or to even check in with myself and ask, hey, do I have the capacity for this? At first, I wasn't asking myself that. I was doing everything it was that I was doing. I was on social media scrolling at the same rate that I usually do, which is usually not a whole lot anyway, but honestly, that was too much for me. And I think when we think about social media or consumption, it doesn't feel like, and I mean, because truly there is no physical output, so it doesn't feel like you're giving anything, but you are. You're giving your attention, you're giving your mental capacity. And it has to take space like that. What you're consuming, that information or that, you know, that video or whatever this person is saying, it has to take up space somewhere. And it's taking up space mentally for you. And even to go back, like I was having long conversations with friends and with my mom, and it really didn't hit me until after those things were done and I felt completely drained. I wanted to cry. Especially being someone who was very sensitive, a very sensitive person, that shit was really just a lot on me. And so I had to take a step back and be like, do I have the capacity for this? And this could go for your career if you have the flexibility for that. And it could go for personal life as well. Do I have the capacity for this? Yeah, asking myself, do I have the capacity, has done me so good. It's been so good for me. Being able to check my capacity and remember, have the intention of checking my capacity has created a level of self-awareness within me and allowed me to rest when I need to rest. I feel like rest is tricky, but it don't really gotta be. It's only tricky because we were wired to believe a certain thing. Society tells us if we're not grinding, we're not in grind mode 24/7, you're lazy. You are lazy. That is not true. I've been resting when I need to rest. I was the girl who had these long to-do lists. 3, 4, honestly, even for me, I feel like 3 things on my to-do list. It depends on the amount of effort each thing takes, but I usually only have enough capacity to do 1 thing a day. Like I'm recording the pod today, that's the only work thing I'm doing today. I recorded a YouTube video yesterday, that was the only work thing that I did yesterday. Yesterday I wanted to record 2 YouTube videos, but after I finished that one, I was just like, nah, I don't have the capacity. And I've been learning to not be guilty or feel guilty when I don't have the capacity, especially when it comes to work stuff. Like, I'm learning to not feel guilty. I'm learning to give myself grace. I am not a robot. It's okay for me to rest. It's okay for you to rest. And I feel like my best ideas, downloads, and thoughts come from a place of stillness. They come from a place of rest. They come from a place of joy, like when I'm having fun. They come from that particular place. And so, for that reason, I will always be team rest. Okay, another way that I'm filling up my own cup, and I'm really excited about this one, self-exploration through astrology. I have been, and I mean, this has been an ongoing journey for me. I have been wanting to explore self through astrology, and I have been, but I haven't been as immersed as I want to. I haven't been holding the space. I haven't been taking the time to do the thing, you know, but I kind of got into astrology probably 5 years ago, but I'm wanting to definitely go more in depth with my birth chart. I feel like when it comes to astrology, most of us are familiar with our sun sign, but there is an entire birth chart that explains where the planets were aligned on the exact date and time you and I both were born. Isn't that exciting? Like, isn't that fun? I have friends who like die hard for astrology. Like, my friend Elena, anytime I tell her anything that I'm going through in my life or I'm experiencing or I'm feeling, she's like, but did you look at your chart though? And I'm like, damn, I didn't look at my chart. I should look at my chart. And it's just really inspiring to me to be that dedicated to the cause. Like, I love that. But again, the little coincidences, the little coinky dinks in life. I didn't even say this out loud. I thought it. Like, this was a thought that I had. I was thinking about my birth chart this past weekend. And randomly enough, I ran across a TikTok video of a girl talking about astrology. The video was talking about how to use your birth chart to cultivate financial abundance. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, you know, I'm into that. And to go back, like, do y'all ever think anything and you see it? Like, you literally manifest it, whether it be a TikTok video or you go to the bookstore and you see a book talking about that very thing. That shit kind of spooky. I'm not gonna lie. I consider myself to be, like, I am the manifester. Everything I want, I get. And I also think I have psychic powers as well. Like, side note, before the eclipse happened, I had never seen an eclipse in my entire life, a solar eclipse. I had never seen that in my entire life, but I think I was so excited about it. So it was 2 nights before, I actually had a dream of it happening, and it was very beautiful. And so 2 days later, I went to see the solar eclipse with my family. I said went, like I had to go somewhere. All I had to do was step outside. But I seen the solar eclipse, and it happened exactly how it happened in my dream. Isn't that cool? And several things have happened in my life like that. Like, I've learned also, I had a spiritual coaching call, and she was just telling me, Shadea was telling me, I need to really just use my dreams as a guide to life, as a gateway to connection with my ancestors. And that really resonated with me. So I'm definitely going to do that more. But
back to what I was saying, though. Yeah, I came across this video and it was called How to Use Your Birth Chart to Obtain Wealth and Financial Abundance. In this video, she said you need to find out what your midheaven sign is. So I found out that mine was Gemini. And what she said literally blew my mind. She said that Gemini midheaven, you're meant to be heard in their career. She literally goes on to say podcasting. And I'm like, wait, what? Because I'm already doing that. Singing, which is so funny because if you're not new here, you'll know that when I was younger, I wanted to be a singer. Like, I knew without a doubt that I would be a singer. So that's funny as well. As well as writing. She went on to say that your mind is the money maker. Something about your voice and how you speak and how you communicate really creates long-term financial abundance. So if you're a Gemini midheaven, you know, never be afraid to speak up and use your voice. I feel like I've gotten off the railroad here a little bit, but I just wanted to share that with y'all because that really spoke to me. It really validated a lot for me. Everything started to make so much sense. It's what also pushed me to create the new podcast schedule, you know, with like the solo episodes every other week, because I don't know, like there's a part of me that felt like, and this is definitely not my higher self speaking, this is fear speaking, you know, I felt like no one wanted to hear what I had to say, let alone me talking alone. And I know that whether it's a solo episode or not, I'm still talking, but I think that some things are meant to be done alone, you know, when it's just, when we're talking about like our specific journeys, some things are meant to be done alone. And another thing, like there's something about, the vibe is just different, because when I do these solo episodes, I've decided like I'm not going to visually record them. They're not going to be a visual. And it just brings me back to, I feel like, what, 2022, when I was just in here talking and it felt like an audio journal. No one could see me. When it's both audio and visual, it just adds another element. I don't know. I guess I felt more self-conscious. I don't know. If you feel me, you feel me. If you know what I'm saying. But it feels different. And at first, I was like, am I running away from something? Why don't I want a visual? Why do I not want a visual for the solo episodes? And I'm like, I had to think about it. No, you're not running from anything. No, you're not afraid of being seen. You're literally seen everywhere. You literally film YouTube videos. There are still the episodes that are visual, the ones that aren't solo. So it's like, you're not running from anything. And so just seeing that really validated and confirmed so much for me. So I'm excited to continue exploring myself and just figuring out what it is I need to be doing, you know, based on how the stars were aligned at the date and time I was born. If you want to find out, you know, more about your birth chart, if you don't know, I know a lot of you girlies do know, you just need to find out the date you were born, as well as the city and state you were born in. I guess the location you were born in, as well as the time you were born. When I first seen my chart, and I think that's why it's taken me so long, and that's okay. It was very intimidating because it's a lot of information, and especially if it's your first time ever seeing it, it can be very intimidating. Some apps that I've been using, though, that kind of like breaks it down. One is called, I actually don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know if it's Chani, but it's spelled Chani. Another one is called CoStar. And this one is really cool because you can like add friends and kind of see how, compatible. That's the word. See your compatibility with your friend. We're going to be in and off really, really soon. I'm gonna have a few more ways I'm gonna be filling out my own cup. Adopting hobbies that are for myself and no one else. I feel like that's something that I've been talking about for a really long time, and I feel like reading is a hobby. right? But I learned that I need to have a hobby that allows me to use my hands, that allows me to actually create, to do something. I feel like my brain has been so wired by capitalism. Sometimes I catch myself carrying a capitalistic mindset, like feeling like I need to make money off of every single thing it is that I create. Like, ooh, but if I learn how to do this, I can start this business. If I want to learn how to do this, I can start that business. But no, some shit is meant just for you. It is okay to have things that are just for you. And that's what I've been striving to do. Something, okay, so I was crocheting and I do like crocheting, but I don't know, like for some reason I haven't made the time, especially on a consistent basis, I haven't made the time to do that. But that's something that I'm gonna, you know, continue doing, because y'all, I can actually crochet. Shout out to my crochet teacher and my friend Kira, because I put that in the universe. I was like, I want to learn how to crochet. And now I know how to crochet at a very basic level, but it is still crocheting. Okay. But something else that I want to do, and I'm really, really excited about. I want to start making my own incense, because y'all know, if you actually watch my content on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok, y'all know I'm an incense hoe. Like I love incense. And so I ran across this video on TikTok actually a while ago, for real, but then it resurfaced again and I saw it and I just became so gravitated to what Shorty was doing in that video. And yeah, I'm just like, I'm gonna make my own incense. I'm really excited about that. So that's one of my hobbies that I'm going to be adopting. That is for me and nobody else. Okay, the very last way I'm going to be filling up my own cup, last but not least, is just by simply taking care of me. Me. Capitalize, highlight, underline, bold. Me. I think that throughout this conversation, I've been speaking about ease, doing things that make me happy, things that make me feel good. Those things are important, but sometimes taking care of myself can feel like a chore. And that doesn't always feel good. Like, it just don't. There's been times, specifically the past couple of weeks, where I didn't want to get out of bed. And I know when, because I'm a morning person. I am a morning person and I love getting up, which I've been doing amazing lately though. But last week, I remember lying in bed and I did not want to get up. Mind you, I am PMSing, but I did not want to get up. I was just like dreading existing, doing things like working out, eating healthy. It was like, ew, I don't want to do that. But I think it's important to work through the things that you don't want to do. The hard things that I sometimes don't want to do, but I know I will feel better after I do them. Sometimes you have to gently push yourself in the right direction. We can't wait for anybody else to push us in the right direction, or sometimes it'll be too late. You know, we have to do those hard things ourselves. So that's been a big one for me, pushing gently, push, like, babe, get up, let's make ourselves a smoothie, let's stretch, let's meditate. I feel like the longer you lie in bed, the harder the shit gets, because you've thought about it too long. When does anything get easier? When we thought about it longer, you know, like physical things that we have to do. Nothing, absolutely nothing. But yeah, just doing the hard things, eating well, that feel hard, because that really ain't hard, especially when you start doing them. But when you get out of the habit of doing them, they do feel hard, but it does get easier. Eating well, meditating, and breathing, using your breath as the tool that it is. When you learn how to use your breath, you can literally get through anything in life. I believe that whole fucking heartedly. Use your breath. It can literally take you places. And yeah, just protecting my energy at all costs. Yeah, that wraps up today's conversation. Today's diary entry. That wraps it all up. I appreciate you for being here. I appreciate you for allowing me into your space. And remember, you cannot pour from an empty cup. You're pissed off all the time because you have not poured into your own cup. You're giving to everybody else, but who's gonna give to you? Give to yourself. That being said, I'm sending you so much peace, so much love, so much abundance, and everything you need in this moment. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.